know, for the community, right? Play teams, this and that. I feel that.
You pay taxes?
Yes, I do.
Every day.
Heavy ones, bro. Heavy ones.
Come on,
right?
You're Canadian.
You know what I'm saying,
you
right?
Are Canadian.
Like my uncle says, you know, some of these guys are paying more taxes than you making, you know what I'm saying, in a month, right? And that's not to be away, but that's just the way the ball bounced, right? But I'm just saying, what is Canadian? What do you feel about that, hard body? Do you feel like, you know, that word and title, right, has a certain stigma to it? And is there, and who's giving you the dirty look, or who's saying that, you know, I don't think you can speak on Canada, right? Who can speak on Canada? How long do you have to be here? How much do you have to do? You know, just because you're a different nationality and you may not be the classic, typical-looking Canadian, what they used to have in the Olympics, but as you see, you know, now the Olympic team is, you know, it's got some diversity to it.
It's because they want to win now.
Right. Okay. What do you feel about that?
Well, I say this. I think that when it comes to this being Canadian, Canadian is a nationality, and it's a nationality because that was the nation that you were born in. If you were born here, doesn't really matter. I mean, you know, if you were born in China, you know what I mean, and you're a black man, your nationality would be actually Chinese.
Mm-hmm. That's how they run the Olympics, right?
That's how you run it. That's how you run it, like, all the way through, you know, the system. So,
unless you get a waiver.
Ethnicity is different, obviously. Ethnicity is different. And me personally, I don't agree with these so-called, and I say so-called, nation names, because most of these so-called nation names were named, and a name is a title.
Excuse me.
Right? So, you know, just remember that when you do a definition, a name is a title. So a title is something that you will either live out, or, you know, it will force you to live out. So when it comes to these so-called nation names, they all have been named by colonizers. You see what I'm saying? The original people of the planet had other names for these places.
Was this the Canaanites or something? Or
Canaanites?
Well,
that's from a Moorish perspective.
Yeah.
The land of Canaan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Canaan land. Yeah, Canaan land.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't confirm or deny that, so I won't speak on it. Not qualified to speak about that one. But what I would say is that anybody who has a little bit of knowledge and history around so-called Canada, we know that it was New France at one time, before the British came in. And I think that when it comes to claiming something, I think that you should study it, examine it, scrutinize it, make sure that what you're claiming, you know what you're claiming, you know? 'Cause at the end of the day, you belong to a corporation. That's why your names are in capitals on your birth certificate.
Canada a corporation too?
Now, aren't they all?
It's all corporations.
That's why we got to sit down at the table, right?
Well, I never heard that. I know the USA is a corporation. I was never informed of Canada being.
Well, is your name on your driver's license in capitals?
I would have to look at that.
Yeah, it's a corporation. That's what corporations do. Just like a birth record, right? You know what I mean?
Letters are just font, though, bro.
Okay.
But it's capitals. You're right.
It's all good.
He's capitalist.
Look, I know what I know, and, you know, whoever you are, you can go and choose to look it up yourself and find out. Just like when they took the laws of the sea onto the land,
Maritime law.
You know what I'm saying? What do you think a birth record comes from? Yo, matter of fact, you work with the boats.
Yeah, we
what happens when a ship comes in?
You're showing the man out right now.
What do you mean? Well, we're, like, once you cross that gate, you're not in Canada, bro. You know what I'm saying? Right? And you're not under Canadian law. You're under maritime law.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Totally different.
Right?
Still in Canada, though, right?
The word law means land and water.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So how you feel about, you know, you were born here, did you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about, you know, growing up here and stuff like that? And, you know, certain people don't, you know, classify you as Canadian.
I don't know who doesn't classify me as Canadian. If they would like to classify me as not Canadian, that's their business, because they have the right to think whatever they want. I believe in the 2020s and stuff, we were seeing men can call themselves women and women can call themselves men. And that is an argument, and you could be whatever you want to be. I've seen white people claim themselves black, and also black people claim themselves white.
That's so funny. We were talking about that the other day. That's so funny.
These are just facts, but I am Canadian because I was born on Canadian soil. So my land of my nationality is Canadian. I'm not from England. Somebody asked me the other day if I was Jamaican. I'm pretty sure he asked me if I was Jamaican because of my hair. And he was, he let me know he was a traveled man, but, you know, that was a pretty ignorant statement. But, you know, each his own.
Is it really, though?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, locks and Jamaicans, like, go together, like, you know.
Bro, why do you always do that? Come on. Your people is from Grenada.
Are
there people in Grenada with locks?
But if you're not educated on that.
That's what I said. It was an ignorant statement. The man tried to claim he was a travel man. Well, if he'd traveled, he would know there are people all around the world with locks.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
so but maybe he was lying about traveling. I don't know.
I read cool run-ins. You know, it's promoted so much, right? That's the first thing, you know, a lot of people would think. So
make a movie about Grenada then, and let's talk about that. Like, you know, to all the people in Jamaica, hello, thank you for listening. No disrespect to your nation. We love it. You know, but there are other islands in the Caribbean.
Oh, many other islands, many other beautiful islands, right? That just doesn't get the recognition because we don't want all that garbage coming there. You know, it's the low, you know, spot to be. You know, and that's a lot of beautiful islands, a lot of beautiful scenery.
The Caribbean is beautiful in itself. You know, the people are beautiful. You know, Jamaica is I've never been to Jamaica. Let me say that, but the people that I've met from Jamaica are fantastic. And you know, I see myself in them from my upbringing in Canada through my Caribbean parents, who are also from two separate Caribbean islands that I have traveled to. Yes. And know very well as a Canadian, traveled young. So honestly, learning about the Caribbean from the Canadian side was fun for me as a kid, seeing the difference in schooling and living. And, you know, you got to really realize the good things about life where we are. Because, you know,
the appreciation.
You appreciate what you have, but at the same time, you can't disrespect those who don't, because, you know, they're just as happy without it. You know what I mean? It's nothing to be ashamed of it or anything. You should love where you are. Love your country. Love your people. Love your neighbor. Yeah, love it off, you know?
Neighbor.
There's no reason to not like where you're from. You know, the grass isn't always greener, but it is also nice to just visit and check things out and learn.
Yeah, knowledge is the key, right?
Learn, yeah, man. Didn't I tell you, we were talking that story about the fella I was telling you about there, you know, the Don and the Luck fella there. You know, just appreciating people's positions. Like, this man was, you know, he was probably a homeless street guy. You know, he was laying down on the ground enjoying his time. You know, maybe some people thought he was in distress, but he wasn't. You know, he was just doing this thing on the ground, you know. And he was warm. He had a jacket on. He had pants on, but he didn't have socks on. he was a Muslim, an African Muslim, and people were concerned, so they wanted to get him some socks to wear. So they searched socks for him, and they couldn't find any fresh socks. But his young brother, actually, was a good young kid, 19 years old, took his Jordans off and took the socks off his feet and gave them to the man, feeling that the man on the street with no socks would be appreciative of the socks. But when they handed him the socks, the one thing I heard him say immediately was, "No, thank you. That's haram. Haram to the Muslim is it's a word that
it's against the law.
Forbidden.
Straight up.
Forbidden. No, you know, forbidden. You know, like I'm sure God wouldn't strike him down for putting on socks in the cold." But you know, he's trying to stick it, you know, clean. He didn't want that. He said it was haram, and the people were calling him ungrateful, and you know, just pretty much yelling at the guy because he didn't want to put on the socks.
Lack of knowledge,
right? You know, and I had a friend there, and you know, she also was giving him some crap for not putting on the socks, and I had to be like, you know, under the breath, because I don't really business with people. But the one friend of mine, I had to educate and let her know, like, look, this guy doesn't want the socks, so just leave him alone and stop bothering him. He didn't strike out and get angry. He didn't tell him, "I'm a Muslim, I could not do that." He didn't say anything. He just humbled himself, you know, and just kept cool, because he's probably used to being disrespected because he has different points of view. But that's just the way some people are. Like, let the man not wear socks if he don't want to. You know, mind your business. He was perfectly fine laying on the ground, enjoying his day. Maybe yeah. You wouldn't want to do it, but that's what he was doing, and he was fine.
He's fine with it, eh? He's
fine with it.
Yeah, and, that's, you know, back to Moni Love. Your mom's in my business. In my business. Your mom's in my business. Stay out of my business, right? And sometimes people need to mind their business, right? I mean, in certain situations, right? And, yeah, it's a good story, man, you know? And, yeah, it's, if you know these certain things and you know how to communicate, right? Communication has to be the number one thing, right?
And it wasn't just white people bothering. It was black people bothering them, white people, brown people, Asian people. They were all bothering him, all Canadians.
Well, were they all Canadians?
They were all Canadians.
Okay. And, I mean, hey, man, there's a narrative. You know, you see Hollywood's pushing a narrative now, you know what I'm saying, right? And you see when people are watching these TV shows and then you go back into society and you can see the effects, you know, right? Because people, you know, some people can't think for themselves, right? And they believe everything they see, too, right?
But that's the problem.
And just the narrative, right? And so what's going on here, our body? We got... New Canada coming here, you know? The Libs are just two seats away from having a majority
government,
right? And, you know, like, what do they say? Your one vote does matter, because they beat the Bloc out in a region in Quebec, I believe, by one vote.
That's what they say.
One vote,
you know? That's what they say.
And this thing's still going. You know, you thought the states had some, you know, drama. But these guys are still counting ballots, you know?
Yeah, man. It's interesting, right? It's interesting. I mean, you know, to me, brother, it just all seems like a show.
Sure is a show.
Just feels like a show.
When I hear Trump's talking about giving Palestine a state, making Palestine its own state, wow, from a resort to state,
yep.
What's changed here?
Bipolar.
What's changed here? You know, like, excuse me. I don't know. Like,
people are upset that he received the jet from Qatar, and it's like, you know,
they gave him a jet.
Yeah, they gave him a $450 million 747 jet.
That's all right.
For it to act as Air Force One.
Donnie T getting gifts.
And
that's what
tribute.
That's what they're saying. It's
tribute to the king, Donnie T.
That's what they're saying is you know, on the down low, back door, but not P. Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Right?
No Diddy.
Right? No Diddy, right? You know, they're saying, you know, it's bribes and this and that, right? Mm. How do you feel about that? You feel like, you know, countries can just gift you like and Donnie T saying, well, we're America, why can't we have the best, right? So how do you feel about that?
Oh, I think obviously, I mean, you're playing in an arena where you're dealing with potential opportunity for invasion. They're talking about, you know, being able to spy with you know, listening devices, and there could potentially be, you know, explosives, all kinds of different things in that. It's like the Trojan horse, you know what I mean? The story of Troy and whatnot, right? It could be the Trojan horse.
Or it could be respecting him and giving a tribute.
I mean, and that's right. It could be, right? And it's like, you know, people are like, well, if you're talking about, Trump is talking about bringing manufacturing back in America, then why don't you get America to make you a jet?
That's you just pull it right out of my mind, bro.
But, well, they said he got it for free.
He doesn't need to pay for a jet. They gave him one.
They were saying that he...
Who gives anything for free in this world right now?
He's going to get Boeing, right? But, I mean...
No tariff. Here's a check. No tariff.
Yeah.
And why not? He's the president. That's his position. Let him do that.
Yeah.
Obama could have done that.
I mean, like I said, right? Is it a wise thing to do? I don't know. However, you got to know that his people are on it.
I'm sure that thing swept up, down, side, left, right. Like, it's
100 times.
Like, I mean, we got
100 times.
We got to run it through the system before it's going. Right?
They probably already, like, they probably got somebody to test run it. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Right in the sky, right?
Okay, so you're saying Qatar gave him the jet?
Yeah.
Okay, so is this the same one where he was doing the little sit-down press conference the other day, and they showed the one that, I don't know if it's Prime Minister or President of Qatar, somebody presented him a glass and they poured him a drink in this cup from a pitcher, and they brought Donnie T a cup. They were just sitting in two chairs side by side, like two king chairs, and they brought Donnie's drink, but Donnie's drink didn't get poured into the cup. Donnie's drink was pre-made, and you see the president, prime minister of, I'm not sure if the country, could have been Qatar, he drank his down and he's watching for Donnie to drink his. And Donnie's just holding his. Then you see
while
him just put it down. See him put it down in the back.
Yeah.
You know, why didn't they pour Donnie's drink in the cup like the other guy? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not, we don't know if they were trying to, you know, poison him. But like, it's common sense. Like, you know, if you know somebody might not like you, you know, you don't want to take for them. But Donnie T is the president. He's got to see everybody, like them or not, right? So if they say, yo, Donnie, take this jet and blah, 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 blah. He's like, okay, cool. I'll pull the tariffs on you. Maybe he threatened everybody with that to make his America to him great again. And, you know, whatever his things are, like I told you before, the man's a good businessman. And, you know, me and Guilty were talking about this earlier. It's like, there are people of every ethnicity that like this man. Of course, there are going to be people that don't like you, right? Everybody doesn't like Guilty. A lot of people do. But the couple people that don't like Guilty because he's just way cooler than them, that's just their issue, right? But the people that love Guilty for the great person that he is. And that's just the way life is. So Donnie T, we could shit on him all day. But if you just want to keep that bad perspective of the man and, oh, he's doing this. Yeah, he is doing that. But like you said, he wanted to... what was that with the museums and thing? He wanted to take out the artifacts, send them back or whatever. Whatever. Let him close them down and give us back our stuff. Maybe he was going to give them back. You know, who knows? Or like, we could say black. I saw this the other day. We could call out black excellence. We could say black power and blah, blah, blah. That's okay, right? That's okay. But like, truth be told, why can't the white man say white power then? If we could say black power, why can't he say it? You know, like, he can, oh, well, they did this. Well, truth be told, but it's just two different colors with an adjective attached to it. So, yeah, maybe it meant something shitty before, but, you know, if we could say it, they could say it too. That's how I feel, right? And maybe they mean something bad by it, but I don't mean anything bad by what I'm saying. It's just perspective. Equality means I could say Asian power, I could say black power, I could say South Asian power. We should be able to say what we want. It's free country, like they say. Say what you want, but we can't get upset when people are proud of themselves. There's nothing wrong. Pride doesn't mean take over somebody else, though. Being proud is not destroying others. And you could share. Black people are always sharing.
Well, nations work together, right? And it's basically that, right?
Yeah. So give me a jet.
All these guys come up with their nuclear power and their cars and, right? So, I mean, they do work with the rest of the world, right? So, I mean, this whole race stigma and, hey, man, you know, good luck.
What about Donnie T with the refuge of people from South Africa?
Yeah, claiming asylum.
We talked about that. Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Well, if people from Syria can do it, why shouldn't white people be able to do that?
What are they running from? What are they seeking asylum from?
Well, I heard
they're taking their land back from them that they stole.
Yeah, the South Africans, and, you know, they're raping the women and going there in the middle of the night and probably all times of the day and just saying, this is mine, right? Oof. Creating trauma, right?
Well,
which is a back and forth thing, right?
That's the two wrongs.
You know what I mean? Like the world wants to make it like only black and white people fight, right? Like, come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, when you say that, which South Africans are taking it back? Black South Africans or white South Africans?
Black South Africans.
Okay. So then, I mean,
they had a good run. They had a good run.
Hold on. Yeah.
Apartheid was, you know what I mean? They had a good run.
Right? I like what you said, Digi, you know, and you know, I somewhat agree, right? I somewhat agree. Because, yes, this is the thing about the whole aspect of, like, when you start to even look at, like, black excellence, right? Which comes from the Boulez, you know what I mean? Which was, like, you know, the talented 10. And these, what are less educated Negroes would say, those uppity Negroes, right? and we would say maybe some of the ones who were groomed, right, to be our leaders. You see what I'm saying? Black excellence is no longer seen as black excellence, but black selfishness. This seems to be a
me.
This seems to be,
the I and I, you know.
Where did that come from, though, bro? Like, seriously, like, this black excellence wording thing. Like, you know,
well, it comes from because we're, like, when you said white power and these things, right? So, when we look at that level of pride, right, that most people know to be a negative thing, right? That would be a global consensus, right? So when someone says that, they automatically assume, yeah, you're a Nazi or a neo-Nazi or a racist, this and that, right? A purist, right? And that's where the whole nationalism comes from. But it's a bit of a mixture, because it's not even so much them. It's not even them in the sense of nationalism, going back to American or Canadian, because you had white people in America, especially in the 30s, you know, hating on Jewish people and different, you know what I'm saying? Like, they, even within white communities, they would let's just use the word, judge them, the other people, right?
The Italians, so, the Irish, you
exactly.
know what I mean?
So, the concept of black excellence and black power had rose out of a had rose out of a time in which black people had no identity.
Right? When was this time? I'm not questioning you or trying to clown the situation. I'm just thinking that, like, I started hearing about black excellence recently. Like, it's a thing they want to say. Oh, black excellence.
Black excellence has been black excellence is probably fucking, pardon self for the language. Black excellence is gotta be, like, I'm sure, I've heard black excellence, like, 50 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
You're not 50.
Pardon?
You didn't hear it 50 years ago.
What do you mean I didn't hear it 50 years ago?
You're not
telling me I don't watch things to hear that these things come in a certain time and day?
How can you hear something 50 years ago if you're not 50 years old?
I don't have to be 50 years old to watch a documentary that was documented in
1960. Boss, you understand what I'm saying? You always get loud and shit. Listen, dog. You just said I heard it 50 years ago. You're not 50 years old.
You're trying to say that I didn't see it or hear it.
You're not 50 years old.
I don't have to be 50 years old.
So how'd you hear it 50 years ago? That's what I'm saying.
Pardon?
I said you didn't hear it 50 years ago. You weren't here 50 years ago.
I heard it said 50 years ago. Right? But like, you know, I just said on a documentary.
Yo, man. Chow with that word. You're crazy.
Yo. I ain't crazy.
Yo. Bro, yo.
I ain't crazy.
Hard body, you are crazy.
Am I crazy?
Yes.
Am I crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yo, everybody has a perspective, but this wasn't the topic.
You just heard the... No, hold on a second, because you just heard black excellence is a new thing.
Well, I'm 50 years old, bro, and I'm telling you, when I was 20, 30 years ago, I never heard about no black excellence. Okay. I can tell you that...
But that's all because you didn't hear it.
You,
it didn't exist. It doesn't mean it didn't exist.
I can tell you, as a black man for 50 years, that I've always known I was excellent, if that's what you'd like to know. I don't need somebody to tell me I'm excellent.
And as I was trying to give the explanation of why these words came out of what we were calling, like I said, at a time
maybe
when
it's
people
the
did not
ain't.
Have
it's
their
the
own,
branding, bro.
They didn't
it's,
have
it's
their
the
own
branding.
Identity.
But that's
it's not
what,
whatever, man.
Yo.
What do you mean?
We were talking about.
We building, right?
No, I ain't building. That's not a build, bro.
That's
you're,
not a build.
That's not a build.
That's not a build.
I'm not building with
well,
that.
Well,
I'm not building.
Well,
with that.
Well, you can say
that's cool. All because you ain't heard it didn't mean that it didn't exist.
Is that what I said?
That's
you said I heard it 50 years ago. Call in and tell us if you don't understand what I'm saying. 778-782-2573. The man said I heard it 50 years. Ago.
I said,
interrupting me. I said, you weren't around 50 years ago. How did you hear it 50 years ago?
And then what did I say?
You got upset.
What did I say?
You got upset.
I said a documentary after that.
Well,
right?
Then you heard it or saw it on a show,
that's
hard body, but you didn't
you.
Hear it 50 years ago. Do you understand my English?
Oh, I understand your English.
Cool.
Do you know English has many different definitions and ways?
I know three different languages to understand languages, bro. How about you?
Okay, that's good.
Cool.
We'll use those languages.
You asked a question, right? I gave you the answer. There are three languages I speak that correlate to the English I learned first.
Okay.
The two others I had to learn from scratch.
When you hear something,
because I wanted to.
When you hear something,
because I wanted to. I don't listen to everything, bro.
Okay.
Clearly.
Okay, well, the thing was...
I don't listen to everything.
Hold on, right? You guys are taking it to black-on-black crime.
Nah, Brandon, it ain't no crime. It's like I told you before. It's like some people think they're just on... There's a level playing for everybody. If there was a level playing for everybody, there wouldn't be poverty. You know what I'm saying? There wouldn't be two rich people. There wouldn't be that. So it's not a level playing. And we can make noise about black this and that, and I'm the man, and na-na-na-na-na. You're the man? Then how come you're not the president? How come Donnie T's not talking to you? That is the issue.
But come on, man. Now we're getting way off topic.
No, it's not. If you really hear what I'm saying, I'm trying to tell you. If you want to know, if you don't,
be
quiet.
So you're taking the word that he heard, right?
Bro, it's just a point. He said he heard it 50 years ago. That's all I was saying.
Okay.
He didn't hear it
50 years
why
ago. Are we going here when we're talking about everybody being proud of who they are?
It's not about being proud.
That was the topic. Now it's turning.
For me, it's this younger guy always getting loud and talking and being rude to us.
Being rude to us?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't be rude to people?
Brethren, are you asking me how I treat others? Because you could tell me how I treat you. Am I rude to you? Am I rude to you?
That's for you to know.
Well, I think you're a younger cat, and I think you should take direction. That's what I think about you.
Yeah, I should take direction from people who are actually wise, right?
Well, that's right. And I am the wise one.
You're the wise one?
I am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. One order comedy. Ah! And
yo, that's how we ain't funny. That ain't funny. That ain't funny. I'm not running it yet. I got to run a fucking PSA, yo. Can you give me a second?
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a